Hi und herzlich willkommen hier zum Erfolgsstrategie-Podcast, deinem Podcast für Money, Mindset und den Weg in ein cooles und geniales Business. Ich bin Dr. Mareike Bruns, Money, Mindset und Business Coach für Selbstständige und solche, die es werden wollen, und freue mich wieder riesig, dass du in diese Folge eingeschaltet hast. Ihr Lieben, letzte Woche habe ich euch meine Folge aus New York präsentiert, die Geburtstagsfolge. Und alle, die mir auf Instagram und auf Facebook folgen, wissen, dass ich ja nicht nur in New York war, sondern auch in Chicago. Der Grund meines Chicago-Besuchs, der ja dem New York-Besuch vorgeschaltet war, war, dass ich meine 1:1-Coach unglaublich gerne mal in Persona treffen wollte. Hayley Carlson und ich arbeiten schon seit 2 Jahren zusammen, mal mehr, mal weniger intensiv. Jetzt in den letzten 6 Monaten wirklich sehr intensiv. Und ich habe mir gedacht, wenn ich jetzt sowieso nach New York fahre, dann kann ich auch noch einen Abstecher nach Chicago machen und sie mal in person treffen. Für mich, und ich kann mit großer Sicherheit sagen, auch für sie, war das ein unglaubliches Ereignis, weil nach 2 Jahren Zoom und irgendwie immer diese räumliche Distanz ja auch dazwischen, war das schon was ganz Besonderes, als wir uns in Persona getroffen haben. Ich durfte Hayley sogar zu Hause besuchen, ich habe ihre Familie kennengelernt, habe mit ihnen zusammen gegessen, wir hatten eine Coachingstunde bei ihr zu Hause und es war einfach nur eine phänomenale Energie und richtig, richtig, richtig toll, das mal zu erleben und dann auch durch Chicago zu fahren, durch die Orte, also so eben die Vorstadtorte, wo sie auch wohnen, zu fahren. Also es war wirklich eine geniale Erfahrung. Natürlich habe ich es mir an der Stelle auch nicht nehmen lassen, Hayley gleich zu fragen, ob sie Lust hat, zu mir hier in den Podcast zu kommen, und zwar ein zweites Mal. Viele von euch werden vielleicht gerade gedacht haben, Hayley Carlson, den Namen habe ich schon mal gehört. Ganz genau, nämlich in, ich meine 2020 muss es schon gewesen sein, oder 2021, ich weiß es gerade nicht mehr genau, ist ja auch wurscht, war Hayley schon mal hier und wir haben über das Law of Vibration gesprochen. Diese Folge werde ich euch auch nochmal in die Shownotes verlinken. Da haben wir so ein bisschen mehr theoretischen Hintergrund. Und heute habe ich euch eine Folge mit ihr mitgebracht, wo wir über 4 Fragen sprechen, die von euch Followerinnen und Follower auf Instagram gekommen sind. Diese 4 Fragen werden wir anhand, ja, mit den Universumsgesetzen, persönlichen Erfahrungen, Manifestiergeschichten und so weiter beantworten. Und dieses Gespräch ist wirklich ein unglaublich schöner Dialog geworden und ein sehr hochschwingendes Interview. Wenn du das hier jetzt gerade in, nur in Ton hörst, mag ich dir auch gerne, was heißt nur, also Podcast ist ja nur Ton, aber wenn du gerne Hayley nochmal in echt sehen möchtest, wir haben uns beide auch vor die Kamera gesetzt. Das heißt, es gibt auch ein Video davon, wie wir dieses Interview aufgenommen haben. Das haben wir bei mir im Hotelzimmer gemacht, in einem schönen Background. Und wir sitzen da zusammen und haben eben dieses Interview genau da recorded und ihr könnt uns dabei auch zugucken. Das Video dazu findet ihr auf YouTube und auch da der Link in den Shownotes. Also, es geht heute um viel Universum, manifestieren, Money manifestieren und einen wundervollen Input dazu, wie ihr aus jeder Situation immer wieder Gold machen könnt. Genau. Also ihr Lieben, ich wünsche euch ganz viel Spaß mit diesem wundervollen Interview. Wer im Anschluss gerne mehr über Hayley erfahren möchte, ich verlinke euch ihre Webseite und ihre Socials natürlich wie immer in den Shownotes. Und wer schon immer mal das Gefühl hatte, mit der Mareike möchte ich gerne was starten, ich möchte mich von ihr coachen lassen, ich habe Bock mit ihr zusammenzuarbeiten, auch hier gilt, immer gerne einen kostenlosen Kennenlerntermin mit mir buchen. Auch da findet ihr den Link in den Shownotes und ich freue mich riesig, euch kennenzulernen und mit euch gemeinsam zu gucken, wie ich euch jetzt am allerschnellsten, dich jetzt am allerschnellsten nach vorne bringen kann. Also, alles in den Shownotes, ihr Lieben, und ich wünsche euch jetzt ganz viel Spaß beim Zuhören.
So, you guys, hello and welcome to this new podcast episode together with Hayley. And it's actually the first interview I record with camera with somebody in person. Yay. And I do it in the US. Mm-hmm. So yesterday was my first day in the US, mm-hmm. and I visited Hayley, who is at the moment my 1:1 coach. Mm-hmm. And I worked very intensively with her in the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. Then we studied together a few books. Mm-hmm. And before We studied together through several programs. So Haley and I know each other already for 2 years now. And I'm so happy to meet her now, the first time in person.
Yeah.
And so happy to say hello to you again in the Strategy for Success podcast.
Yes. So thank you. Welcome. Thank you for having me. Thank you for coming to Chicago and visiting. I'm so delightful, delighted to meet you yesterday in person after so long working together.
And So same to me. And it's such an honor. And you're such a welcoming person. So thank you so much for all your support here. Thank you.
Yes.
Of course, I decided that we will record a new podcast episode together for all you guys who did not know Haley or do not Haley know before. She was in one of my former podcast episodes already here, and we talked about the law of vibration.
Yeah.
So this is why I will send, or I will put the link of this podcast episode also in the show notes, so you can recap this there a little bit. And we will concentrate today on questions that the Instagram followers asked me that we could discuss here in the podcast. So we will refer for the theoretical part, we refer to the part we did already, and now we're just concentrating on the questions.
Great.
So we will have four questions, which we discussed today in the podcast episode, and I will start with question number one.
Okay.
And the question number one is from a follower and former client from me, and she asked, how did it begin? So how did you realize, like, for you, the first time in your life, there must be more? There is something more, like... like, just go to work and go home and that's it. And all this spirituality... How did that come? So she asked this for you and for me, like, when did we experience that the first time in our life?
Sure. Maybe,
yeah. One story.
Yeah. I mean, I really think, like, it goes back to when I was a little kid. You know, I can remember sitting on, my parents had this breezeway between the garage and the house. And I remember sitting, you know, they had the screen doors open, so there's a nice breeze coming through. And I remember sitting there and contemplating questions like, what is the meaning to life? And without life, what is there, you know? And I was always very much into poetry and writing and the arts on a lot of different levels. So I think it was something that, you know, it was just a part of me. But then it wasn't until, you know, and I always had these, like, really high aspirations to achieve something really great in life. And so, you know, I moved to New York, where you're going to be this weekend. And was that okay?
Yeah. That's exciting to say. Because when the podcast episode will
come out,
I'm already back in Germany.
Okay, it's like, oh no, I spilled the beans. But I moved to New York when I was 18. I lived there, you know, for 11 years. Like, so I always, like, wanted to do, like, really big things. I would say, so that was always, you know, like, embedded in me. It wasn't, though, until I was probably in my mid to late 30s, when I had spent a long time doing different jobs, working in corporate, working for agencies, like, always kind of trying to figure out, you know, what it was that I wanted to do. And I grew up with my mom, who, with both my parents, but my mom was always a very hard worker. She had a very successful career. But, however, I remember her saying in her, like, you know, towards the end of her career, like, I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up. And I remember thinking, you know, I kind of followed in her footsteps. I was, you know, always been the provider. I've always really provided for myself. I mean, so I kind of thought that that would be how I was too. You know, I would just work really hard and, you know, achieve a certain level of success, but never really figure out, like, what it was that I wanted to do. And it wasn't until I, you know, and started investing in different coaching programs and continuing education, and where I, one thing led to another, eventually, you know, led me to mindset and mindset coaching. And from there, I remember sitting in a ballroom in LA at my very first seminar, with Bob Proctor, which is how you and I met. And, I remember just, like, this light bulb went off in my head. And I remember thinking, this is what I'm meant to do. This is what I am meant to, it was a calling.
Yeah.
And so that was back in, gosh, 2015, maybe 2016. And then from there, I was just on a mission to continue that journey of you know, building a business, launching a health and wellness business. You know, I did different modalities, like became a yoga teacher, meditation instructor, health and wellness coach, to really like figure it out, to be able to help and serve other people through this material. So that was the moment. But it had been a journey leading up to that.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you? For me, where I can really relate to is this children thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like for me, it was not this big questions, mm-hmm. but this, there is a God, and this total belief that mm-hmm. he is guiding me and he's protecting me and mm-hmm. he's there with me. You know, I have very interesting childhood mm-hmm. experiences. And in those experiences where I went through that, it was always like, yeah, but there's God who helps me. So at least nothing mm-hmm. can happen because God is there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was always the spirituality in me. Mm-hmm. And then I went very often to Christian church.
Mm-hmm.
For me, sometimes it feels a bit too tight, actually. Yeah. But it helped me a lot. We're in my teenage age, in my early 20s and so on. So there was also my spiritual connection
mm-hmm.
and to all that mindset stuff and so on. I came actually through podcasts mm-hmm. And also through the split up with a former boyfriend of mm-hmm. mine. Like, okay, now we split up. I think I have to have a look on myself.
Yeah.
And then I started to hear podcasts and then the next podcast mm-hmm. and so on. And then I decided for me that this is really a direction I want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Although I did not know in that moment that there's a direction of like, yeah, now it's my personal mm-hmm. path of career. It was just mm-hmm. like more hobby or something. And then it developed to this business and money mindset coaching in combination with universe and spirituality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, but this is how it goes. It's just like the path. We had it yesterday with your son.
Yeah.
It's the path, how did you call it? The path is unfolding when you walk it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's just it is, you know, I find, and I'm sure you do too, that like, you know, it's like the start that stops most people. But as long as you're moving in action, like as long as, you know, you're taking some action towards what it is, like how it is that you feel, like what is your intuition telling you? Like, what is that higher calling?
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to know it all at once, you know, and you and I have talked a lot about like, if you know the how, it's not the right goal or it's not the right path because you're not going to know the how. You're just, as long as you're doing the work though, the path will continue to unfold.
Yes.
But I find that like a lot of people are even just too afraid to even start, you know, to like start that journey because they don't know the how.
Yeah.
But you have to take that action.
Definitely. And I think, and this is my experience, when you take the first step, and even it's a baby step.
Yeah.
A baby step.
Mm-hmm.
The universe comes 10 steps towards you mm-hmm. and gives you every opportunity
mm-hmm.
to unfold now the way in a much more beautiful way that you could have even imagined.
Absolutely. The way will be shown.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep. Definitely. Absolutely.
So I think that's a good time for moving to the second question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is also from a follower and current client from me. She asked, how do you manage to have this spiritual exercises, mindset exercises, mm-hmm. and so on,
mm-hmm.
when our daily life sometimes mm-hmm. gets stressy? There is some life in it. I mean, I know you have two kids, both going to school.
Mm-hmm.
There can be something, whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you manage to stay balanced
mm-hmm.
and to make all your exercises, although there can be stressy mm-hmm. day and
mm-hmm.
that's
the
one.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when I let go of the idea that I had to live a balanced life, like mm-hmm. that was when balance kind of came in, you know, because so like you're always going to have, it's, you know, the law of polarity, you know, or the law of rhythm, you know, you're always going to have, you know, different days, different times of the week that are, you know, one way or another. And so I just say like letting go and releasing the idea that I have to live a balanced life was definitely the first step.
Yeah.
I will say that, how I prepare for my day, like how I personally set myself up is in the morning, like it's imperative that I am up early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my alarm goes off at 5. Sometimes I'm up even before that, just naturally.
Yeah.
And it's really important that first hour of the day is a make or break for me, you know? And so I like to think of it as, you know, I'm kind of putting on my armor for the day where I study first thing in the morning, you know, I write my goal, I read my self-image and I mix it up so that it stays fresh. But that first hour is so crucial for me to take that time. More often than not, I will not check my phone before I've completed what I wanted to complete that morning. And so from there, like once I've done my work, you know, then I just move in service to other people, whether it be clients or family or my kids or my partner, you know, and it's just about like, I just kind of like let go and release the idea that I'm going to have to, that I have to control, you know, the day. And so as long as I set up my day, then the rest just kind of takes care of itself. Yeah. I also do when those, you know, bumps hit or when you're, cause it's just human, and you're just, you know, normal. You know, I will meditate throughout the day, you know, just 5 minutes sometimes, or I'll grab, you know, something that I'm reading and read just like a paragraph. Sometimes, you know, if I feel like too forceful of energy, I'll take like a 15, 20 minute nap. I'm a really great napper, where I can just take like a quick 20 minutes. Like, I'm very proud to admit that too. Like I can, you know, just to kind of like release any sort of tension, or if I'm not in the right vibration, right energy, I have little tools that I use to kind of shift it. Yeah. And then I end my day with reading, you know, before I go to bed as well. And so it's just kind of having those tools and tricks and things that we teach our clients, you know, and just practicing what I teach, you know? So that's how I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
So actually, I also stopped to tell myself a story that when it's a stressy day, that there is no chance for spirituality, because the thing is, and this is what I think we often forget is spirit is always there, no matter whether there is stress or not.
Yeah.
No matter where, when you're at your parents' house, at your house, at friend's house, at your partner's house, spirit is everywhere and it's always there.
Yeah.
So I think like the idea that it could not work when we're in a stressed moment or something is like ridiculous, because spirit is always there. It's like, it's omnipresent. Yeah. We are one with God, one with the Father. So it's like, although I'm in the stressy moment, spirit is in me and spirit can work through me. Yeah. And this is the first thing that that takes enormous stress away, actually, because I thought, it's always there.
So
that's the thing. And when I think, okay, now it's overwhelming me a bit, I'm also asking myself, why do I think that I have stress? Because I can also just concentrate on one exercise, complete it, then do the next exercise, complete it, and just do what I can do and accomplish in one day, because there's no more possible.
Right.
And so I have it very, not that often, that I have the feeling of really feeling stressed. It's more like, okay, there are many exercises to do, but what I really learned during my PhD time, like having the PhD, a job, running a company, is like really concentrate in the present moment, do the exercise, do it in on time, and then complete it, and 80-20, and it's better done than perfect.
Exactly. It's so funny. I remember when I heard that for the first time, like sometimes better done than perfect, you know, because I used to be a perfectionist and it's like, like sometimes just accomplishing it and just having it done, like you can always go back and, you know, reset or redo or whatever. But, you know, I think like, we get to choose the energy that we're in, right? Like we get to choose, and we talk a lot about like responding versus reacting. Like, are you responding to a situation or are you reacting? And when we react to situations or stressors or whatever, you know, we give away our power. But when we respond, we stay in our power and in alignment and in that flow that we've set up at the beginning of the day. And that's where we want to, live, right? Is when you know, when you're in your power, because when you're in your power, you're in your greatness. And that is, I believe, like where we're meant to live, and that's how we can help and serve more and become, you know, again, the highest version of ourselves. So,
definitely.
Yeah.
Good point to turn to question three.
Great.
So question three is very much related.
Okay.
So there was a follower of mine who asked, what do you do when you want to manifest something, mm-hmm. but at the moment you have a really hard human experience, mm-hmm. like something, I just take some examples, like you're in a divorce or you are looking for a new flat and there is absolutely nothing, mm-hmm. and blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, something like we have really deep emotions. But then, of course, you still want to manifest something.
Yeah.
So what would you say? How can you manage these situations?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think, you know, I've been through a couple of divorces. I know exactly what that's like. One before I knew this stuff and the, you know, the second after. And so I will say that, like, we are always manifesting.
Yeah.
You know, whether we know it or not, whether we like it or not, we are always manifesting. And so it's up to us to, again, just, we get to choose the vibration that we're in. And yeah, I mean, you're going to go through hard times. Like, that's just a part of life. And especially if you are if you're intentionally manifesting, like, things are going to bubble up to the surface. You know, the universe tests us.
Yeah.
We know that. And that's a good thing. 'Cause even if they're tests that seem like they're negative or seem like it's an adversity, it needs to come out of us. Like, our subconscious is so programmed,
yeah.
with, you know, so much from our genetics before we were born up through when we grew up and our, you know, how we were programmed from our caregivers, our teachers, our friends, so on and so forth. And so if we're doing the work, you know, to stay in alignment and to manifest, like, that stuff is going to come up. And I, even recently, like, I think of it like when adversity hits, I think of it as just kind of releasing and letting go, like, yeah. thank you, universe, you know, thank you. Okay. Noted, you know,
yeah.
and the key is through mindset work. And that's why, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a coach and you're a
yeah.
coach, but, like, that's why coaching is so important.
Yes.
You know, I caught myself a couple months ago where I was like, oh, I stopped investing in myself,
yeah.
you know? And I was like, oh, interesting, you know? And so, and then I changed that immediately, but it's like, that's why it's like, you have to do it alone, but you have to do it by yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. Like,
yeah.
whatever it is that you're going
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
So it's just important to have, like, a confidant, a coach, a mentor, a friend, like one,
yeah.
at least one person that can, you know, help you, support you as you're, you know, going through whatever it is that you're going through. And that's why it's important to have a goal too,
yeah.
you know, because when things get tough and when adversity hits, it's important to be able to shift right back to your goal and
yeah.
to what it is that you're, why it is that you're here. Like, what is it that you want to create?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Yeah. I would like to add, that when we take this money component in there, so mm-hmm. many clients of mine can come up with a question like, now I have a hard time and mm-hmm. now I can't earn money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, there's just a different wipe, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. only because there is a divorce or you don't find a flat or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
it has nothing to do with your money wipe,
mm-hmm.
as long as you don't make it a thing for
mm-hmm.
your money wipe. If you believe
mm-hmm.
that this has something to do with your money wipe, then it affects your
then,
money
then
wipe,
it is.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on the other hand, what has for example, yet now this divorce or flat or whatever thing to do with your money vibe.
Right.
So be able always in situations like that to
mm-hmm.
distinguish that this is one part of your life which is
yeah.
affected, where the universe told you, hey, you
yeah.
guys, there is time for refreshment in your
mm-hmm.
life.
Yeah.
And I show it on a very interesting way
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
But that has nothing to do with your with the money vibe. So I had this thought too, like,
mm-hmm.
oh my gosh, now something happened to my family or whatever, and now I can't do my business and blah blah blah. But then I think, like, the very big player like Elon Musk or Bill Gates or
mm-hmm.
whoever, they also have their hard times.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
And they all make money like
yeah.
like hell. So
yeah.
it can't be like that. So
yeah.
my money vibe is definitely independent of anything else. So
yeah.
this is what I want to add. And no matter what, although you have a hard time, you can manifest cool shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because mm-hmm. it's about your perspective
right.
about the hard time.
Exactly.
And it still can be hard, and you still can cry, and you still can call
Absolutely.
A friend and say, shit.
Yep.
But it's always on your perspective.
Yep.
And then don't go into this victim role.
Mm-hmm.
But be the creator and say,
yeah.
How can I turn shit into gold now?
Exactly. Yeah, you used a really key word there is your perspective. You
yeah.
know, like we have the ability to shift our perspective or our perception of any situation
yeah.
and our life and belief, right? You said it,
yeah.
like it comes down to our beliefs.
Yeah.
You know, what do we really believe about ourselves? What
yeah.
do we believe about money? Like, what is our relationship? If it's a money thing, like
yeah.
what is our relationship with money? Like
yeah.
money is just energy, just
yeah.
like anything else.
Definitely.
I'll just a funny story. I was actually telling the story the other day that when I went out on my own and started my business, like my marriage had already been, you know, not doing great.
Yeah.
And I though thought I could just really focus on my business
yeah.
and, you know, the relationship would take care of itself
yeah.
and I'll just work really hard and
yeah.
I'll just work on my business and I'll achieve success. And then I'll figure out what to do with
yeah.
that, with my marriage at the time. And but that doesn't work. Like
no.
we have to.
I can definitely say yes, that doesn't
yeah,
work.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because what when you avoid or ignore any issues
yeah.
or any, you know, adversity, like it's going to show up
yeah.
in other areas of your life
yeah.
because how we do one thing
yeah.
is how we do everything. And
sure.
so we can't, you know, it's really hard to live an aligned life, you know, 100% when we're
yeah.
not taking care of every area.
Yeah.
So any sort of adversity, any sort of, that comes up, it's there for a reason.
Yeah.
Like we're meant to learn from it and we're
yeah.
meant to grow with it.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I think one question in very hard moments you can always ask yourself is, what do I want?
Mm-hmm.
I think this is always the thing to get in a new direction.
Absolutely.
When you think you're
you
circle around the thing, ask yourself, where do I want to go?
Yeah.
Then you stop circling
Absolutely.
And go straight ahead to
yep.
what you want.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. I'll do one last,
yeah,
like
yeah.
I remember like when I went out on my own, right. It's cause you know, being an entrepreneur it's not all sunshine and roses all the time.
No,
like,
no.
I mean, it's a lot of fun and it's
yeah.
exactly what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, it's a different ball game. It's a
yeah.
different mindset. And I remember at one point, like, you know, early on it was, yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, am I doing the right thing? Like, should I go back to corporate? Should I go work for someone else again? Like, what should
yeah.
I do? And I remember sitting in my living room, not where I live now, but I remember sitting there and I had applied for a job and I had an interview and I remember sitting there and after the interview and I was like, that didn't feel right. Like that is not in alignment.
Yeah.
And I asked, but I was like, okay, what do you want?
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? And it wasn't that.
Yeah.
And when you ask yourself that question,
yeah.
you'll always
yeah.
get the answer.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yep.
So I moved to the last question.
Okay.
That was a quite interesting one. And I think there is I already have my answer, but I'm pretty interested in what you say. So the follower also work as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And she, but total different field than we do.
Mm-hmm.
But what she has is that sometimes when she has coaches, she has this breakthrough moments with them, like, wow, now I understood that or whatever. And then she says during that breakthrough moments or special moments with coaches,
yeah.
she has goosebumps
yeah.
and she has immediately pictures in her mind,
mm-hmm.
like, oh wow, this could be for her and this could be for her or for
mm-hmm.
him or whatever. Like there is something in her head which comes out of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And her question is this just me interpreting something in the situation of the other person,
mm-hmm.
or is this universe?
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say to this question?
Mm. I would say it's universe. Like it's, you know, some people call it like super conscious now.
Yeah.
But I mean, our subconscious, our everything is consciousness,
yeah.
you know, and everything is conscious awareness. So when we are connected to source, like
yeah.
we are connected to the universe or
yeah.
God or higher, whatever it is you want to call
yeah.
it. And I believe, you know, what we do as coaches is we're conduits, you know, to help other people, to help and serve. And so, you know, I believe it's a download from the universe to help this person in a way that they might, it might not yet be in their consciousness to know how to do X, Y, and Z. You know, I, for my clients, like I see things for them. Like I don't see, I see who they're telling me that they want to be at the goal achieved, not at their current paradigm or their current level of programming. And so I think that I feel that that opens us up, you know, as conduits or messengers, like whatever it is, to help elevate whoever it is that we're working with, with our clients, for sure.
So I would say the same. It's the universe. And it's interesting that our paradigm and our brain immediately puts in the thought, but this couldn't be, maybe the universe could be also just an idea of mine. It's like always that the brain wants to, so the brain has this thing that it always wants to explain everything. So now there came this picture, you have this goosebumps, it's like spirit going through you, and then your head tells you, but this could just be a thought of you, not the universe. And my opinion is, you feel it when it's from the universe. You feel it and you know it for in every cell of your body. This is from the universe. And this is showing how much love is there and how you can create anything. And you know it. You just know it. I had a situation. So I have a program, as you know, Knowing You're in a Diamond. And there were several people now in. And this week's topic is the stream of abundance. And I used a picture like when we look in nature and all, I mean, it's too much now to give it here all in the podcast episode, but like the idea is there's so much abundance in nature. And the nature is such a beauty. How can we believe that anything is not possible, or that even this thought, like, is it universe or not, or whatever? Like, how can we have thoughts like this if there are in Germany, for example, the Alps or mountains or whatever? Or when I came here, I flew. Flew over Greenland. It was like, wow. And have always have this in mind. And then when a thought comes up, like, is it the universe or what's that mean? Think about that. And then you have your answer. It's always the universe, because the spirit is running through you.
Absolutely. I mean, we're made in the image and likeness of God or spirit or, you know, again, whatever you want to call it. And so to think that we're not is that disconnect, right? You and I have been studying faith a lot. And, you know, any sort of thought that creeps in that tries to tell us, you know, what we can't do or why we can't have something or create something is just the programming. It's just the programming. When you get to a certain level of awareness and you realize like how connected you really are, you will never question it again. Like you will never doubt it again. And that's the, and I think that's why we're all here, you know, is to help and serve other people and to realize and to remember that we are connected, you know, and it's like a, you and I have talked a lot about, like, it's like a coming home, you know, it's like a remembrance of who we really are. And that is source energy, you know, that is spirit. So.
Thank you. That was the last question. Have any other comments or thoughts you want to share here in the podcast?
Oh gosh, I think, like, you know what, just like, if you're doing the work, if you're listening to this, if you're, you know, you follow Marijke and you are listening, you are involved in any of her programs, like, just keep doing the work, you guys, because it's like, it's so, you can never really stop. You know, there's always growth. There's always another level. There's always another goal. And just make sure that you're having fun while you're doing it. You know, it shouldn't feel like work. It shouldn't feel like you're efforting just have fun and enjoy life and just, you know, just keep doing the work. And you'll always be able to manifest. You always will. And thank you for having me. I was just so excited yesterday to meet you in person for the first time. And Zoom is great. And that is how we got connected. Yeah. But so I'm grateful for that. But it is really, you know, that in-person experience is anything, phenomenal. Live event, anything. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me here in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So, bye, Hayley. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Ihr Lieben, und das war das Interview mit Hayley Carlson. Ich hoffe, es hat euch genauso gut gefallen wie mir. Und für mich war es eine phänomenale Erfahrung, dieses Interview mit ihr in person in Chicago aufzunehmen. Und ich denke, genau der Vibe ist im Interview auch rübergekommen. Wer gerne mehr zu Hayley wissen will, die findet alle Links zu Hayley und auch Kontaktdaten zu Hayley in den Shownotes. Und wer gerne mit mir zusammenarbeiten möchte oder das schon lange auf dem Zettel hat, das mal zu tun, die möchte bitte sich einen kostenlosen Kennenlerntermin mit mir buchen, ebenfalls unter dem Link in den Shownotes. Und ich freue mich riesig, dich kennenzulernen und zu gucken, wie wir dich am schnellsten nach vorne bringen. Ihr Lieben, und jetzt bleibt mir wie am Ende einer jeden Podcast-Folge nur noch zu sagen, egal an welchem Projekt du gerade dran bist, bleib unbedingt dran und ich wünsche dir ganz viel Erfolg dabei. Deine Mareike.